Tulsi Gabbard, Dramatic Rise in Transgender Youth: A Consequence of Left's Radical Agenda. By Hannah Blow on November 21, 2022. The dramatic rise in transgender youth is the direct consequence of the far left's radical agenda being pushed on children, former Democrat Representative Tulsi Gabbard said over the weekend. Gabbard, who formally announced her departure from the Democrat Party last month, cited a recently published research paper in the Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics showing a 389% increase in children receiving mastectomies from 2016 through 2019. "I want to say that again. Children receiving mastectomies," she emphasized. The UCLA School of Law's Williams Institute published a study that found the number of transgender youth in America has doubled in just the past 5 years. "When you look at these statistics, you gotta realize that this is not an accident. This didn't just happen. This is very intentional," she said, identifying the staggering statistics as the consequence of this radical agenda that is being pushed on our kids by the radical left. "They're rejecting the existence of objective reality by rejecting this most fundamental truth of the differences between a biological male and female," she said, noting that there are not even long-term studies showing the effects of what she described as these dangerous treatments on children. Yet, those in power, including those in the medical establishment, still continue to push procedures and so-called treatments such as puberty blockers and hormones. "Some of these treatments," she continued, "were just recently flagged by the FDA because of their plausible link to serious brain disorder and cognitive problems." But that hasn't stopped President Biden from going and telling parents that, quote, "affirming your child's identity is one of the most powerful things you can do to keep them safe," she added. Watch. Her remarks come months after President Biden made his position crystal clear, telling parents in April that affirming your child's claimed transgender identity is one of the most powerful things you can do to keep them safe and healthy. Biden's plea coincided with a comprehensive push from members of the radical left to normalize radical gender ideology among children, ideology even embraced by medical institutions. Boston Children's Hospital, for instance, updated its website in August after backlash over its Center for Gender Surgery. The website bragged of its full suite of surgical options for transgender teens and young adults, which included chest reconstructions, breast augmentations, facial harmonizations, vaginoplasties, metoidioplasties, phalloplasties, and other gender affirmation surgeries to eligible patients. A previous version hospital's eligibility webpage stated that an individual had to be at least 17 years old for vaginoplasty, but it has since updated the website, making it clear that one must be at least 18 years old for phalloplasty or metoidioplasty and for vaginoplasty. However, a child as young as 15 could be eligible for chest surgery. Florida, which saw major Republican victories in the midterms, has taken action against this radical push in a variety of ways, from banning classroom discussions on gender identity and sexual orientation for children in kindergarten through third grade, to banning the mutilation of children under the guise of affirmation. Over the summer, Florida Medicaid completed a report requested by the Secretary of the Agency for Health Care Administration, AHCA, which concluded that transgender treatments are not proven to be safe or effective but are fundamentally experimental and investigational.